This is URN.
Activities. With more clubs than any other university, we're sure you'll find something you're interested in at Nottingham. From a cappella to windsurfing, archery to yoga and everything in between, you'll get the chance to meet new people who love the same thing as you from day one. And remember to try out something new, because you'll never discover your passion for ultimate frisbee if you don't try it.
You're listening to The Checklist on URN.
Yes, you are, and we're now going to have a bit of a chat about activities. I'm joined by Angharad Smith, who is the president of the SU, and Ollie Constantino, who is the SRS coordinator.
Hello.
Hi.
Now, guys, first things first, when it comes to activities, everyone needs to know about Freshers' Fair. Now, things are going to be a bit different with Freshers' Fair this year compared to previous years. Can you tell us what's going on?
Well, yeah, it's absolutely changed. Obviously, incoming freshers won't notice that change, but we're going big this year with freshers. Dotted around campus, loads of societies doing activities, fun stuff to get involved with, sports zone, drama, music, literally everything you could have a go at.
I think it's important to know that it's a festival this year. So we've taken some inspiration from Glastonbury and Festival. So look out for the festival flags that will be dotted around, marking the way to all the different zones.
Yeah, so it's definitely the place to go, isn't it, for people that are joining clubs and societies? Because I think for a lot of freshers coming in, that's one big thing that they really want to know about. More clubs, more societies, more things they can get involved in. I mean, Angharad, what would you say to freshers that are coming in terms of advice as to what to get involved in and how to join and things like that?
I think it's worth having a look at the website before you join. So go on the Students' Union website and you'll see the list of societies, and you can have a gander, see which ones you think might be more appropriate for you. But then the best way really is to go around and talk to each of the society committees. This year they're going to be showcasing what they're doing, so I know I think gliding might have a big glider down.
Oh wow.
Obviously they won't be flying it, but
God, can you imagine?
Yeah, I know.
I mean, the downs is quite high. I'm sure they could try and launch up there.
Yeah,
great.
Maybe give it a go. I'll hop on. I want to try skydiving this year, so that's something.
Oh, that would be amazing. Mm-hmm. I mean, Ollie, any other advice for freshers kind of coming in terms of joining clubs and societies, like how to get involved in something that you've maybe never done before?
I think ultimately it's probably about the mentality. Come in and just, you know, look at something, even if you've never done it before. Maybe you've never even heard of something before, and I can tell you there are a few societies that you've never heard of before. Just go along, seeing what they do, and there's a huge chance that you won't regret it.
It's definitely about opening up your mind a little bit, isn't it? And you kind of fall into things that you enjoy.
Now, here at Nottingham, of course, we have amazing societies, but we also have amazing sports clubs, and there are some great opportunities for you to go join those sports clubs and play against other universities. But can you guys tell us a bit more about those opportunities, about the competitive side of these clubs and societies?
Well, yes. So we have 72 sports clubs here at the University in Nottingham. Very competitive in terms of league rankings. I think we were placed seventh last year in Bucks, which is the university league table. It's really about going along. Same with societies, going along, seeing if you're able to take part, and whether you're going to find that interesting. But you know, have a look again. You know, there's such variety, and it's just about finding what's right for you.
Yeah, so you can get down to the sports fair on the Wednesday and Thursday, and that's where you can sign up for all the different trials for the sports societies. But most teams and most sports have at least four or five teams, so don't worry if you don't make it onto the first team. We've also got an amazing IMS programme, one of the biggest in the countries, and that's where you can get involved in non-competitive sports. So if you don't really fancy the early morning and you don't fancy the grueling training session, then get yourself down and sign on for that, and you can do that within yours.
Now, each year we of course have something very big here in Nottingham, where we have the varsity competition between us and Nottingham Trent. Can you guys tell us a bit of your experience of that in the couple of years that you've been here?
Well, my experience is the fact that we beat Trent in the last few years, which is a huge thing, and I'm pretty sure we'll be looking to do that again this year. It is a huge sporting occasion for all at the university. Everyone dons their green and gold and really represents. So when that comes around this year, you look out for it and get involved and attend some of those events, because they are pretty sensational.
Yeah, I mean, it does get quite competitive. Get competitive,
just
though.
A little.
Particularly
yeah.
for the ice hockey.
Yeah.
The ice hockey is probably the most competitive.
Ice hockey is literally, I think it's one of the best sort of events that we do here really at the uni, because it's a really great like communal vibe.
And so especially it's one of those sports that is usually quite a small sport, and no one really takes that much consideration of, but here at this university, once a year, you will get a full crowd, capacity crowd at the Capital FM Arena, which is the National Ice Arena.
Well, that's it as well. That's the great thing. It's, you know, thousands of students in there from both sides of, of Nottingham, and that's what I think really adds to that specialty.
And we keep winning it.
Yeah,
and
we keep...
Get the big foam thumbs, don't you?
Yeah, definitely. It's even something if you're not really involved in sport, even then you can kind of go along and be a part of it and definitely feel like part of the Nottingham community.
This is URN.